We continue three lines down from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah discussed different types of items which were usur to consume and also usur behana. One of them is the Cheres Hadaryani, the earthenware of Hadrian. My Hadaryani. What does it mean? They're talking about the earthenware of Hadrian. Hadrian wasn't alive at the time of the Gemara. It seems strange, or even the Mishnah, it seems strange that we would talk about something that he owns. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Ra, Amar Shmuel, Cheres Shel Hadaryanus Kesar. It is actually the earthenware vessel of Hadaryanus, Rashi explains, not actually his, but it was something that he created for his army, which is what? Ki Asara, the Gemara explains, Ki Asara Avdimi, Amar Karka Besula Haisa Shelo Avda Adam Me'olam. He found a virgin land which was never cultivated before, Avda Venata. Then he cultivated that land and he planted a vineyard. And when the grapes grew, he made wine. Virami Leila Chamra Begulfi Chivri. He then placed the wine in literally white or earthenware vessels. Rashi says white means new vessels. The reason why it's the significance of a new vessel is that it can absorb. For the first time, it'll observe in great quantity. So the wine would get absorbed in the walls of this earthenware vessel. And then what they would do is they would break the shards. They would break this vessel. And then the army, each man in the army would take a shard with them as they went to battle. And then when they were able to stop after the day's work of fighting, they wanted to rest, so they needed some liquid. They were thirsty. They wanted something to, calm themselves down, to relax. So they would soak the vessel in water, and it would pull out all of the wine that was been absorbed in the vessel. So that was the significance of the Cheres Hadaryani. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, V'rishon shelanu kishlishi shelhen. Our first wine extractions. Our first wines was just as good as soaking it in the shard, soaking that shard in water for the third time. That's how excellent the wine was in this Cheres Hadaryani. So this Cheres Hadaryani was to a certain degree Yayin Nesach. It was used for war. It was used for their army, and therefore it's usur to. If you found the Cheres Hadaryani, you were not allowed to drink it, nor were you allowed to get any benefit from it. And now the Gemara continues the discussion about getting benefit from it. Iboilahu mahu lismoch behen kari hamita. So now the question is as follows: I'm not looking to drink it because it's potentially it's considered Yayin Nesach. But now what I want to do is, I don't want to get benefit, direct benefit from it, from the wine, but rather I want to get benefit from the shard. I want to use it to help support my bed. So I don't need the wine, I just want the shard. Rotza b'kiyumo al yidei davar acher, shari o asr. So here the concept is of rotza b'kiyumo. I want the wine inside of the pottery, not for the wine, but just for the pottery. So it's a causation. I don't really want the wine, but I want the pottery, which happens to be holding the wine. Is rotza b'kiyumo permitted or usur? Tashma to Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Yochanan, charam or usur, charam or shari. One says usur, one says mutter. Okay, so it is a machlokas. And now we try to develop the idea whether we can, who we would follow. The next line says, "V'hilchasa kaman to usher." The law is in accordance with the one who says usher, but that's according to the Mesoras Hashatz. The Rush takes this out, so we're left with the machlokas, and the Gemara begins as follows to try to analyze. Meisve. Well, this is a question against the lenient opinion. Hadardurin v'har rukbaos shel zikachavim yain shel Yisrael kanus behen usher b'shusiyah mutar behana. If you have these jars or bottles of wine. The bottles or the jar belong to idolaters. The wine that's inside of the bottle belongs to a Jew. Can you drink it? Can another Jew drink it? They said, no, you cannot drink it because once it's mixed in with the bottle, so it has other absorptions or things from a non-Jew, so you can't drink it, but mutar b'hana, you can get benefit from it. Hey, Shimon ben Gudah lifnei b'no shel Rabban Gamliel. Shimon ben Gudah testified in front of Rabban Gamliel's son about his father. Shashasam yimenu ba'ako, that even so, he drank from it. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, or Rabban Gamliel, I'm sorry, drank this wine inside of these bottles. V'lohodulo, in Akko, v'lohodulo, and they didn't agree with him. But he did it. That was what his ruling was. The Gemara then says, and we'll analyze those words, v'lohodulo, whether that means that the rabbis at the time didn't agree with Rabban Gamliel, or they didn't agree with Rabban Gamliel said. We'll see that later. Nodal she'ovdei kochavim, continues the Braisa, a pouch that belongs to an idolater, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Kfusai, Asr lasos man shtichin lachamor. You're not allowed to use that leather to make a saddle for a donkey. Why can't you make this leather pouch into a saddle for a donkey? Because the leather pouch had wine in it, and now it has absorptions of wine, and now you're taking the saddle and you're using it for your own donkey, for a Jew, which is a case of rotza b'kiyumo. Rotza b'kiyumo al yidei davar acher. I don't want the wine, but just so happens to be that I want the wine to remain because I'm using the saddle. And we see rotza b'kiyumo al yidei davar acher is aser. That's what the Gemara says. V'ha'acha derotza b'kiyumo al yidei davar acher u'ketani da'aser. So here's a proof that rotza b'kiyumo, you don't need it, but because of the fact that you want the main object, you're also going to you want the wine to be there, and it's usser. And therefore, to answer our question, we asked if you want to use the shard to support the bed, it would be us prohibited to do. Gemara says, "Well, hold on a second, before you come up with the final rule answer." Ulo tameich kankanim shel ovdi kachavim listeru lemizban. Well, in our brisa, we said that you are allowed to get hana from those bottles or jars that belong to an ovdi kachavim. But the truth is, we should prohibit you from buying any jars from an ovdi kachavim. Maishna nodos umaishna kankanim. Why on the node are we more lenient that you can purchase the node, you can purchase the pouch, and then use it for some, and I guess hold on to it. But the kankanim, we said that you're not allowed to use it. You can't buy it. The truth is, if we're concerned that you may do something with the wine, we should say, make a gezeira and say, don't ever touch it. Don't buy it, so that you don't put yourself in this position. The Gemara says, no, there is a difference between the node and the kankanim. Amar Rava, Gezeira Shem Yevaka Nodo, Vietferenu Al Gabe Nodo. You know why we're machmir by the node? We don't allow you to purchase the node because you can't use it for anything else. You can't make a saddle for the donkey. Why are we so strict with the node? It's because a node is a type of leather pouch that what might happen is Shem Yevaka Nodo, Vietlenu Vietferenu Al Gabe Nodo, that you may end up having your own node, and might break a hole in it, or might tear. So you'll have now this node, and what are you going to do with it? You're going to then tie it or sew it onto yours. And what's the concern here? The concern as is not about the concern. I'm sorry, is that you're going to end up having the tom now of the taste of the wine of the idolater is now going to be sitting on the node. And that's why we're more strict by a node, as opposed to the jars and bottles. There you can purchase it from an Ovid Gachavim. You just cannot get benefit from the wine. Gemara then says, Ulamanda Amar Rotza b'kiyumo al yidei davar acher, maishna kankanem desharu. Well, according to the opinion who says that rotza b'kiyumo al yidei davar acher is aser, well, then why is it that the kankanem you're allowed to purchase? How could it be that you can purchase the kankanem she'ovdi kochavim? Why are you allowed to purchase jugs? It's rotza b'kiyumo. There's wine inside of the jug, so it automatically should be prohibited. The Gemara says, Amr lecha, so he'll answer you, Hasam leisei li'isurei be'ena. In that case, the isur is not be'en. It's not significant. The wines that are balua into the walls of the bottle or the jars, it's not be'en. It's not significant. You can't really see it. But hacha, but by the cheres hadaryani, by the earthenware vessel, isur li'isurei be'ena, the isur is be'en, even though it's absorbed in the earthenware. It's so significant that it's essentially considered be'ain. It's there. It's in front of you, and therefore we are more strict by the cheres hadayani to say that not only is it usher to drink, but it's iser, it's usher behana as well. And this long tosos about v'ha, Rabbeinu Tam says based on this Gemara. Kederos habluos mi basar bechalav ayedeshin is bashel behem shemutr lahasim mesochon davar yavish. He says that a pot which has absorptions of basar and chalav through bishel, you can still place a davar yavish, a solid food, inside the pot without anything to worry about. Or similarly, if it's Pesach and there's chametz there was absorptions of chametz in the pot, you can use the pot to store grains or flour inside the pot, and it's not an iser of chametz on Pesach, assuming it's a something which is yavesh, not lach. The reason is based on this answer that the Gemara said, that when the iser is not be'ain, when it's not visible, it's just considered a small absorption into the walls of the kli, we're lenient, as opposed to the cheres hadayani. Granted, it was absorbed into the walls of the kli, but it's something significant, as we saw, that you soak it in water, the wine just comes pouring out. So that would be prohibited, but otherwise, it would be mutter. However, we are machmir from Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and generally speaking, we do not allow you. I think the tour points this out, the Shulchan Aruch points it out, that you're not allowed to. We do not use chametz pots for storage on Pesach. We don't sell our chametz pots. I mean, we sell them chametz, but here, even though Rabbeinu Tam was lenient to use it, the halacha is that we do not use them on Pesach.